we use numerous different metrics to look at our deer population to see if it's trending upward or downward. This is one of them, our spring spotlight surveys. And, you know, we look at vehicle collisions and car insurance claims. If those are going up and our spotlight surveys are going up at the same rate, we can have, you know, it verifies that our data is pretty sound. And then we can also look at deer harvest, particularly like buck harvest and things like that. And that if that's all trending in the same direction about the same rate, you know, our data is it's pretty reliable. We can tell that we have different ways to look at it. And if they all agree with each other, we can, you know, we have a pretty good idea of what our deer population or our fur bearer populations are looking like.